是圣明，在这边跟在场的弟兄姐妹、长职负责人、传道以及线上的同龄呢，问安。
Greetings to all the brothers and sisters present, and also as well as pastors and ministers, elders.
我们顺服教会的安排，在今天晚上呢，利用这个机会呢，跟大家一起来学习神的道理。
According to the schedule, we're here to learn the words of God.
我们求神的灵呢，亲自带领呢，也借着圣灵的力量呢，让我们都能够明白我们在互相学习神的话语。
May God's Spirit guide us and provide us with strength so that we can understand.
奉主耶稣圣名，在这边跟在场的弟兄姐妹、长职负责人、传道以及线上的同龄呢，问安。
Greetings to all the brothers and sisters present, and also as well as pastors and ministers, elders.
我们顺服教会的安排，在今天晚上呢，利用这个机会呢，跟大家一起来学习神的道理。
And according to the schedule, we're here to learn the words of God.
我们求神的灵呢，亲自带领呢，也借着圣灵的力量呢，让我们都能够明白我们在互相学习神的话语。
May God's Spirit guide us and provide us with strength so that we can understand.
好，那在上次在几个礼拜前呢，跟大家一起在这边讲到约柜被掳走了。
And last week we talked about how the Ark of God was captured.
那在上个礼拜呢，杨传道上个星期五吧，也是在这边跟大家一起来，我们一起来学习。当时在一起来学习说， 大卫要把约柜再抬回来。
And we also learn from Preacher Young that David was trying to bring back the Ark of God.
撒母耳记上第四章那个那边说到约柜被掳走，神的荣耀就不见了。
In Samuel chapter 4, it mentioned that when the Ark of God was captured, his glory was gone.
那么这个约柜呢，始终都一直没有回到原来示罗西罗，一直没有回到示罗，以色列民信仰的中心的地方。
And the Ark of God was never returned to Shiloh, where was the center of God's faith.
那么一直等到大卫王一直等到大卫呢。去很有应该是说很正确的观念跟很正确的一个动机呢，要把约柜迎回大卫城里面。
They waited until King David had the right mindset before they could move the Ark of God back to where it belonged.
好了，上礼拜呢，传道在这边也跟大家一起来分享说，大卫的动机不错，但是方法又出了问题哈。
Preacher Young also mentioned that even though King David had the right motive, but he didn't do it correctly.
好，也就是他自己也知道说，神的荣耀、神的约柜没有回到以色列呢，以色列民是白费的，哈，是真的 waste time, 哈。
And King David knew that if he didn't bring the Ark of God back, Everything else would gone to the drain.
所以我们可以看得到，说大卫王呢非常重视神的荣耀呢，再回到以色列国里面。
King David stresses that God's glory needs to be returned.
好，那今天呢，我们还是要把这个今天的这条线呢，还是要抓在神的荣耀上面，哈。
And today I'm going to continue to talk about God's glory.
但是呢，我们今天要看到新约了。
Today we're going to take a look at New Testament.
既然在旧约这么重视神的荣耀，在新约一样重视。
So when they put heavy emphasis on God's glory in the Old Testament, they would do the same in the New Testament.
在新约里面，我们看到神的荣耀存在神的每一个神耶稣的每一个神迹里面。
In the New Testament, we can tell God's glory exists in every miracle that He performed.
来，我们先看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
我们先看约翰福音。
John.
约翰福音的十一章吧。
Chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章第四节。
Verse 4.
约翰福音十一章的第四节。
John chapter 11 verse 4.
耶稣听见就说了，这并不至于死啊，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀啊。
For when he heard this, Jesus said, the sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it.
我们都知道这个故事整个十一章一开始呢，就说到了说主耶稣的好朋友拉撒路呢去世了。
And in this chapter,
生病了哈。
Chapter 11 talks about how Jesus' good friend Lazarus was sick.
好，我们很快的同样一章我们来到第四十节。
In the same chapter, let's read verse 40.
第四十节这边说到了，耶稣说：“我不是对你说过吗？你若信，就必看见神的荣耀嘛。”
40. Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?"
所以看得出来，这整个十一章，拉撒路的生病到死呢，只有一个目的，就是为了要成就神的荣耀。
From being ill to death, what Lazarus has gone through is to glorify God.
好，那在第四十节第四十节这边告诉我们，这里面有一个很重要的字，说到你若信，就必看见神的荣耀。
In verse 40, there's an important point. If you believe, you will see the glory of God.
所以神的荣耀呢，在耶稣的神迹当中常常出现。
God's glory, demonstrates in God's miracles.
我们应该换句话说，神的神迹，耶稣的神迹呢，就是为了要成就神的荣耀。
God's miracles is to achieve His glories.
重点是信还是不信。
The point is whether you believe it or not.
所以信跟不信在新约当中呢，将会在乎于有没有看到神的荣耀。
To believe or to not believe, has to do with His glory.
好，我们今天拿了其中一段哈，就是这个福音书里面呢的一个神迹呢，跟大家一起来分享。
And I'd like to share a miracle in the New Testament.
我们看哈，在四福音里面呢，常常看到，好，有人死了，有人复活，哈，是从死里面重生。
And in New Testament, we often see some people pass away and then they will come back to life.
那有时候同样一件事情哦，在这四福音里面呢，都会有记载。
And some of the things will also record in those books.
好，那这个福音，这四本福音所介绍的这同样一个神迹呢，有不一样的角度。
So those four gospel books will record the same event, but approach from different angles.
也就是让我们在读的时候能够了解说，主耶稣这个神迹到底要告诉我们哪些信仰上的重点。
While reading through it, we will gather some of the points that Jesus was trying to convey to us.
来，我们就先看马太福音的第九章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音的第九章。
Matthew chapter 9.
九章的第十八节。
Chapter 9, verse 18.
第九章第十八节到二十六节，就讲到了一个管会堂的女儿，然后又讲到了一个患血漏病十二年的女人的这个神迹。
From verse 18 to verse 26, they talk about a dead girl and a sick woman.
好，来，我们看哈，这等一下，等于就好像介绍整个神迹的一个大纲一样，一个 outline 哈。
So he present a summary of a miracle.
好，来，十八节。
Verse 18.
好，十八节，耶稣说这话的时候呢，有一个管会堂的来拜他说：“我女儿刚才死了，求你去按手在她身上，她就必活了。”好，那第十九节，耶稣便起来跟着他去，门徒也跟去了。二十节
，20.
有一个女人呢，患了十二年的血漏，来到耶稣背后摸他的衣裳坠子。二十一节
，21.
因为他心里说：“我只要摸了他的衣裳，就必痊愈啊。”二十二节
，22.
耶稣转过身来看他，就说：“女儿啊，放心，你的信救了你。”那个时候，女人就痊愈了。我们看到这几节哦，事实上有讲到两个人物。
From these verses, they talk about two characters.
一个就是那个管会堂的这个人呢，好，叫做他。等一下，我们再看他的名字哈。其中有一个就是管会堂的。
And there's a character who is the ruler of the house.
好 ，ruler of the synagogue, huh? Yeah. 好，然后再来呢，你就会看到另外一个，就是这个患血漏十二年的女人。
And another character is a sick woman who was subject to bleeding.
那我们会常常拿这两个人哈，当成我们信心上的一个例子来做学习。
And we often use these two characters as an example.
好，那今天我们要跳进去看这两个人信心，在怎么样的，在他们如何在信心上看到了神的荣耀。
Now we're going to study how their faith manifests God's glory.
这个管会堂的女儿要死了，或者已经死了。
The ruler of the synagogue, the ruler's daughter, passed away.
好，已经死了哈，跟我们刚才看那个刚才看的神迹是一样，都是已经死了。
Like the previous miracle that we saw, his daughter passed away.
好，然后我们再来看到患血漏十二年的女人。
And now we're going to look at the woman who was subject to bleeding.
在旧约圣经里面，大家熟悉了。在旧约圣经里面呢，患血漏女人基本上是永远不洁净的人。
In the Old Testament, when he mentioned women that were subject to bleeding, they were considered unclean.
好，在这个在利未记十五章里面，
And it's mentioned in Leviticus chapter 15.
换句话呢，这样的人呢，基本上在整个以色列社会当中已经无法生存了，因为他是不洁净的。
These women, because they were unclean, weren't able to survive.
换句话，也就是说呢，他生的跟死的是一样的。
they were considered dead.
好，所以换句话，这两个人来到耶稣面前，都是要求耶稣呢，从死把他们还生。
So these two characters are mentioned in verse 18. They came to Jesus and they wanted to be alive again.
但是呢，他们必须要有信哈，要能够 believe.
However, they needed to have faith again.
好，我们先看哈，我们先看这个管会堂的。
Let's take a look at the ruler of the synagogue.
看管会堂的呢，我们就从马可福音来看。
Let's turn to Mark.
五章。
Chapter 5,
22节。
Sir?
22节。
22.
对。马可福音第五章第22节。
Mark, chapter 5, verse 12.
22.
Excuse me, 22.
有一个管会堂的人，这里名字说出来了，名叫埃鲁，来见耶稣就俯伏在他脚前。23节。
23.
二三节再三的求他，求耶稣哈，说我的小女儿快要死了，求你去按手在她身上，使她痊愈，得以活了。好，在这边讲得很清楚哈，埃鲁这个管会堂呢来求耶稣的目的在哪里
？The synagogue ruler, his name is Jairus, and what was his purpose to see Jesus？
我们看哈，首先他有一个动作，他先俯伏在耶稣的脚前。
First, we see that he fell at his feet before Jesus.
当时的管会堂哈，当时管会堂应该在当时的社会里面算是很有地位的人。
At a time, if you were a synagogue ruler, you have attained a certain social status.
对，在这样有地位的人愿意跪在俯伏哈，在耶稣的面前，这已经是完全顺服的一个表现。
When someone with such a social status and was willing to fall at his feet before Jesus, it shows his submissiveness.
我们可以看到说，因为他的女儿要死了，因为他的女儿快要死了，所以他必须要弯下腰跪下膝呢，在耶稣的面前。
He needs to fall before Jesus because his daughter was about to pass away.
好，二十三节。
23.
23节说到再三的求他，一开始讲再三求耶稣
and pleaded earnestly with him.
好，这两个事情加起来，也就是表示了他的完全顺服跟那种急迫性。
So when you look at these two verses, you can see how submissive the synagogue ruler was and how urgent the matter was to him.
好，今天来到我们的生活里面，信仰生活里面。
And in our life of faith,
今天我们有没有发现我们的信仰，我们在信仰上面有这样的 urgency， 有这样急迫性
？And do you find this kind of urgency in your life？
我们是不是也发现自己的灵命，我们家人的灵命呢，已经接近快要不见了的情况
？And have you found out that your family member's spiritual life has almost gone to nil？
对，我们有没有发现，这个他是为他的小女儿？我们有没有发现自己的小孩的灵命也快要接近不见的情况
？Have you realized that your children's spiritual life has gone to nil？
好，我们看见，当我们发现之后，我们有没有像他，像这个埃鲁一样呢？能够完全的顺服在神的面前，在耶稣的面前，再三求他
？And when you were in that situation, did you act like Jairus？That you fall face down before Jesus.
好，这是埃鲁信心的第一步哈，完全顺服，急迫祈求。
And this is the first step of his faith, completely submissive and have this urgency.
换句话呢，他的信心是看得见的。
So we can tell that his faith is visible.
如果他不信，他不会跪下。
If he didn't believe, he wouldn't have.Fallen down.
如果他不信，他不会这么 earnest， 他不会这么急切。
He wouldn't have been so earnest.
好，然后他为什么？他为他的家人代求。
And what did he do? He interceded for his family.
今天我们常常，我们其实常常都在为别人，为很多事情代求。
We often pray for others.
好，因为我们信这个神，就像埃鲁一样，我们信这位耶稣。
Because we have this God that we believe.
那我们是不是也为了自己的家人在代求
？And shouldn't we pray for our family members？
我们是不是也为了我们的家庭信仰在代求
？Shouldn't we pray for the faith of the family?
我们再扩大，我们有没有在为教会代求？
In a bigger scope, should we not pray for the church?
因为我们看到人的软弱。
Because we see the weakness in people.
我们看到自己的软弱。
We see the weakness within us.
我们看到自己家人的软弱。
And you see the weakness in our family members.
我们看到教会的软弱。
And you see the weakness in church.
我们有没有急迫的代求？
And when you see all of these, do you pray for this?
好，为了就是要埃鲁说，为了要能够救我的女儿，让她从死里而再重生啊。
And the reason Jairus did this is because he wanted to save his daughter.
好，那今天我们是不是也看到了，也代求，希望神呢能够让快要死掉的灵魂呢重生啊？
And today, when you see lost souls, would you not intercede for them?
我们看到了埃鲁这个人开始的这个信心的一个起点哦。
And this is the initial point of his faith.
那我们再来看这个故事里面的这个整个神迹里面第二个人。
Let's move on to the next miracle.
第二个人就是那个患了血漏的女人。
Let's move on to the next character, the woman who was subject to bleeding.
这个女人在哪里？
Where was this woman?
好的，很有趣哈。这个女人事实上是夹杂在所有的众人跟耶稣的众人当中。
She was within the crowd.
好 ，within the crowd 哈，也就是跟着大家一起走，要去哪里？要去看耶稣救埃鲁的女儿。
She was following the crowd to witness Jesus saving Jairus' daughter.
好，我们也看到说这个女人也跟在当中。
So this woman was one of the people in the crowd.
这个女人没有名字哦。
Her name wasn't mentioned at all.
这里面没有完全没有提过她的名字哈。
It's not in the Bible.
哎，可是她的病被得医治。
However, her illness was completely healed.
好，想到今天的我们，其实，我们在神的面前是有名字的哈。
We have our names before God.
对，那这样子，当我们有问题的时候，当我们也患血漏的时候呢，事实上，神会救我们。
And if you ever were subject to bleeding, God would save us.
重点是，我们有没有像这个没有名字的女人的信心
？The point is, do you have the faith of this woman?
好，我们来看看她，我们看看这个女人的整个过程哈。
And let's take a look at the story of this woman.
好，我们来看一下这个啊，我们看啊、哦，我们就也是一样看马可福音，因为马可福音的细节比较多。马可福音的第五章也是在第五章里面哈。第五章里面呢，我们来看一个二十四节。
Let's read Mark chapter 5 verse 24.
二十四节，耶稣就和他同去了。这个他是埃鲁哈、哦，有许多人跟随拥挤他。你可以看到那个情况哈、哦。二十五节，有一个女人患了十二年的血漏。二十六节
，26，
有好些医生在好些医生手里面受了许多的苦，用尽了他所有的，一点也不见好，病是。反倒更严重啊！我们可以看到哦，这个女人是跟在群众里面。
So from these verses, we can tell that this woman was one of the people in the crowd.
她为什么要跟着去
？Why did she follow the crowd?
因为她听说耶稣要去救埃鲁的女儿耶。
Because she overheard that Jesus was going to save Jairus' daughter.
这个耶稣绝对是带有能力的耶稣啊
！And Jesus came with power.
那众人都跟着，他也跟着。
So when she saw everyone else following Jesus, she followed suit.
我们会看到，在这个众人当中，只有他的问题被解决。
And you can tell, in this chapter that only her issue was solved.
我们看到这么多人在跟耶稣，只有他的问题解决了。那今天的我们呢
？Among those people, only her issue was solved.
今天我们也是在跟随耶稣。
And what about us? We also follow Jesus.
我们也听见了许多的神迹奇事。
We have witnessed or heard many miracles.
那我们是否像这个女人呢？
Do we act like this woman?
还是跟其他的众人一样，只是跟着耶稣而已？
Or do we act more like the crowd, just simply following Jesus?
在跟随耶稣当中，这个女人知道自己的问题。
While following Jesus, this woman realized her own problem.
难道这么多人在跟耶稣，只有这个女人有问题吗？
among the people, was she the only one that comes with problems?
今天我们都在跟耶稣,
and we are following Jesus, all of us.
事实上在我们的信仰生活里面呢,
we all have our own issues when it comes to our faith.
那我们就来学学看,
and let's learn from this woman and see how she did it.
因为结论是她的问题得到解决了。
Because you see at the end that her problem was eventually resolved.
好，我们来看哈，他二十，我们就看五章的哈，一样看五章，我们看五章的27节。
Let's read verse 27.
他听见耶稣的事，就从后头来了，砸在众人当中呢，摸耶稣的衣裳。28节。
28.
意思说，我只摸他的衣裳就必痊愈。你会看到28节哦，事实上他还没有摸之前，他就已经知道，我如果摸了就一定会好。
In verse 28, that she knew that before touching Jesus' clothes, she knew that she would be healed.
好，我们看这一点，我们看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
我们看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书的11章的第6节。
Chapter 11, verse 6.
希伯来书11章第6节。
Chapter 11, verse 6.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
我们看哈，这节不是对外邦人讲的哦。
This statement is not for the Gentiles.
对，这节是对犹太人讲的哦。
This particular statement is for the Israelites.
换句话也是说，这节事实上对我们说的哦。
So in other words, this statement is also applicable to us.
提醒我们今天来到神的面前，一定要有信神的心呢。
Reminding us, when you come before God, we need to have this heart of believing Him.
因为信神的心呢，刚才讲到，信神的心呢，就能够看到神的荣耀。
If you have this heart of believing Him, then you will be able to see His glory.
信神的心呢，你的问题就会得到解决。
If you have this heart of believing Him, then all your issues will eventually be solved.
这个问题的解决就能够可以看得到说神的荣耀的同在。
By having your issue resolved, then you will see the abundance of His glory.
所以我们会看到这个女人在摸耶稣之前，她就已经相信了，我只要一摸，甚至摸到她的衣裳，我就可以得痊愈了。And
back this woman, before she even touched Jesus' clothes, she was healed. She had this faith and she was healed.
我们再看回马可福音。Let's
turn back to Mark.
马可福音5章29节。
Chapter 5, verse 29.
5章的第29节
Chapter 5, verse 29
于是她血漏的源头就立刻干了她便觉得身上的灾病好了这边你可以看到她摸完以后她自己觉得很重要她便觉得身上的灾病好了
So she felt that after touching Jesus' clothes she immediately feel that her bleeding stopped
在这边我们可以看到呢 当事人自己知道神医治他
She knew very clearly that God healed her.
这个是很重要一个信心的转变,
This is a turning point for her faith.
因为她已经体验到神
She experienced God.
一旦体验到神, 就表示有神的能力同在
Once she experienced God, which means that she has the power of God.
有神的能力同在, 就有神的荣耀同在
When you have the power of God, then that means you will have His glory.
当事人要有所感觉。
She felt His power.
所以今天的我们得到神的恩典。
And when you receive God's grace,
我们是不是也像这个人一样，便觉得身上有神的荣耀？
And should we have the same response as this woman, feeling the glory of God?
再来第30节。
Moving on to verse 30.
好,30节这边说到了,耶稣顿时心里觉得有能力从自己的身上出去了,就在众人当中呢,转头来说,谁摸我的衣裳啊?
30 at once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my clothes?
在这边很重要的一个 非常重要的一个重点哈。
And one important thing that I like to stress.
耶稣说：“谁摸我的衣裳？”
Jesus asked, "Who touched my clothes?"
好，原因是耶稣觉得自己的能力出去了。
Reason being that Jesus felt that his power has gone out.
整件神迹里面如果没有这一节哈，没有这一节哈，这个整个事情不会完成。
If the whole chapter is missing this particular this action, then this whole experience wouldn't be complete.
耶稣的能力没有出去，事情不会完成哈，这是一定的。
If Jesus' power hadn't gone out and this particular event wouldn't be completed.
所以今天在我们的信仰生活，我们要求耶稣的能力加添给我们。
When it comes to our life of faith, we should ask His power to be added unto us.
今天在我们的家庭里面发现信仰上的危机，我们要求神的能力来到我们的家里面。
And when you run into crisis in your faith, then you should ask for God's power to be with you.
同样的，在扩大，如果今天的教会要去求神的能力来到这个教会，这个教会一定兴盛。
And if you ask for God's power to be with church, then this church would definitely be prosperous.
因为神的能力代表了神的荣耀。
Because God's power is His glory.
好，神既然耶稣既然觉得说我的能力出去了，他一定要问这怎么回事嘛，哈。
And of course, Jesus needs to ask why, because he felt that his power had gone out.
好，那他的门徒了，他的门徒众人哈，他的门徒挤来挤去，问他说，跟他讲说，这个这么多人，你为什么还要问这个问题？当然，大家都会碰到你啊，这有什么好奇怪呢
？His disciple, while being in the crowd, asking him, "Why did you even ask this question? Because you are crowded with people."
是的，大家都碰到耶稣，都有碰到哈 ，touch.
Yes.Everyone around Jesus had touched him.
可是呢，没有一个人接受到耶稣的能力出去。
However, none of them had received Jesus' power.
只有这个女人。
Only this woman.
好，那今天呢，我们在跟随耶稣，我们很可能也接触到了 touch 啊，我们也接触到了耶稣。
And when we believe Jesus, at one point in your life of faith, you have touched Jesus.
哎，那耶稣的能力有没有到我身上
？And when you did that, did Jesus' power come upon you?
耶稣的能力有没有来到我家
？Did Jesus' power come to your household?
耶稣的能力有没有来到我们的教会
？Did Jesus' power come to our church?
只是 touch 哈，只是这个碰到哈，实际上没有用的哦。
By simply touching him, it wouldn't achieve anything.
要有这个信心哈。
That action needs to be accompanied by faith.
好，我们看这个女人不是到这边就结束了，我们继续看三十二节。
So the story doesn't end here. Let's continue to read verse 32.
哈，耶稣周围观看，要见做这事的女人。
32, but Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it.
好，33节。
33.
那女人知道了，在自己身上所成的事，就恐惧战惊，来伏在耶稣的面前，将实情全告诉他。
33. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling fear.
我们这边看到哈，这个女人在耶稣治疗她。耶稣治疗他之后有几个动作哈。
After Jesus healed her, there's some other events took place.
哎，她这个女人不是完了以后就走了哦，没不是故事没有到这边哦哈。
This woman didn't leave right away.
对，她说呢，她自己知道自己的身上的事情是耶稣成就的。
She realized she knew full well that the healing was achieved because of Jesus.
对 ，because of Jesus. 那今天我们的信仰生活呢
？When it comes to a life of faith.
对，今天我们常常会感谢神，神帮我们成就了一些我们想要的事情。
We're grateful to God because God had helped us complete things that we want Him to do for us.
对，我们有没有像这个女的？没有名字哦。这个女的知道在自己身上所成就的是知道哦 ，knowledge 不打紧，她非常清楚。
And are we like this woman that we realize the thing that Jesus had done to us?
所以今天我们在信仰上有时候会比较迟钝一些。
Sometimes we might feel we might be slow when it comes to our life of faith.
因为我们会归功于哈，归功于环境帮助的。
Sometimes we might attribute somebody's actions because the surrounding that we're in.
对，比如说人的帮助、事的帮助、神的帮助不一定啦。
Sometimes we not even consider it's because God is. We might think that it's because of someone else's assistance that we.
但这个女的，这个女的，这个女人哈，知道说成就自己的事是耶稣做的，非常清楚，非常清楚哈。
And this woman knew full well that the reason that she was able to heal was because of Jesus.
再下来，你就会发现哦，这个女人恐惧战惊。
Next, you realize this woman was.Trembling with fear,
他发现他自己知道了说这样的事情能够完成，只有神能完成。
She realized that the only way that she was able to be healed of her sickness was because of God.
好，也因为这个站在他面前的这位耶稣呢，基本上就是神本身，他自己知道了。
The Jesus that was standing before her was God Himself.
他所以他会占据，他会怎么恐惧战惊啊？
And that's why she was in fear, trembling.
我们把它缩小成就，她会开始敬畏在她面前的这位耶稣啊。
And put in another word that she is in fear of Jesus before him.
所以今天也同样告诉我们在信仰生活当中呢，我们得到神的恩典之后，我们要能够敬畏神啊。
So we need to know, All the more that when we receive grace from God, we need to make sure that we worship Him.
对，因为这是你们看到这是这个女人的下一个动作，她真的敬畏神。
And we can tell that after she was healed, she started worshiping.
好，来，再下来哈，她就俯伏在耶稣眼前，换句话也是一个完全顺服的表现。
Then she fell at his feet, showing that she was completely submissive to Jesus.
然后呢？然后再来哦，再来，他又在讲，将实情全告诉耶稣。
She then tells Jesus the complete truth.
讲到这边，我们知道哈，耶稣呢，耶稣绝对知道这个女人发生什么事。
Jesus knew what happened to this woman.
对，那耶稣为什么要在众人？面前呢，要他说出来，他发生什么事
？And why did Jesus made this woman say what happened to her herself？
这是一个信仰上的一个很重要的观念，哈。
And this is a related to an important concept when it comes to our faith。
在神的面前要说实话
，We need to say the truth before Lord。
神看我们的内心。
Because God, look at your heart.
神知道我的软弱在哪里。
God knows your weakness.
所以，当我们用信心向神祈求的是，要祈求说神要医治我的软弱啊。
And when you pray in faith, you need to ask God to heal your weaknesses.
是的，我没有办法完全遵照神的旨意。
Yes, we know that we are not able to follow His command completely.
是的，主啊，我看完你的圣经了，我没有办法百分之百的去 follow 去遵行。
Yes, we know that after reading the Bible, we are not able to follow Your commands 100%.
哦，诫命说叫我要守安息日，但是我没有办法全部守。
You were asked to observe the Sabbath day, however.For some reason, you just can't do it.
主啊，叫我奉献十分之一，但是我恐怕没有办法全部这样来奉献。
God, you have asked me to offer 10% of my income.
换句话，我们用神的话来对照我们自己，发现说我们自己的血肉哈，自己的软弱还真不少哎。
Now you realize you have a lot of weaknesses.
神要我们在他的面前呢讲清楚。
God.Wants us to state clearly your weaknesses.
主耶稣要我们像这个血肉的女人一样哈，说出实情。
God wants us to be like this woman to be able to tell the truth.
可今天呢，我们哈，今天呢，我们呢，因为这个社会告诉我们，说实情呢，你就是弱者啦。
However, the society tells us that if you spill out the truth, then you will seem weak.
对，所以我们会在神的面前哈，会在耶稣的面前祷告当中，有时候会隐藏一下自己哦。
And that's why sometimes when you pray, you would not reveal the truth completely to Jesus.
这会让我们的信心打折哦。
If you do that, your prayer will be discounted.
因为我们的耶稣知道我们的软弱在哪里哦。
Because the Lord knows full well where our weaknesses lie.
好，所以在这个神迹里面，耶稣要女人讲，那主耶稣也要我们讲清楚。
So in this miracle, Jesus wants a woman to tell the truth, and at the same time, Jesus also wants us to tell the truth.
所以我们会看到这个女人得到医治了。
So we know that this woman was healed afterwards.
她从一个不洁净的人变成洁净的人。
From unclean to clean.
好，我们会看到她是一个被在那个时候被社会遗弃的人，变成一个重新可以活过来的人。
From being abandoned by the society to a renewed person.
就好像我们刚才一开始看约翰福音里面，拉撒路的死就是为了要成就神的荣耀。
And from the other story in the Bible, the death of Lazarus was to be able to show God's glory.
所以今天我们会看到，在这个女人身上一样看到了神的荣耀。
Today we see God's glory in this woman.
好，这个神的荣耀是用信心去开启的。
God's glory was opened up by the faith.
这个是在新约当中用信心开启神的荣耀，能够看见神的荣耀。
So once you have the faith, you will be able to see God's glory.
好，所以我们常在希伯来书讲说，哎呀，这个希伯来书最有名的哈，这个未见之事，未见之事的这个还没有看到的事情就相信啊，那个叫信心。
In Book of Hebrew, it mentioned that if you believe something you haven't seen, then that's called faith.
好，我们可以看到，这就是用信心开启神的荣耀的一颗钥匙。
And having faith is much like having a key to His glory.
所以我们看到这个女人所表现的就是一个说实话的信心。
So the action of the woman shows her faith is, which is to be able to tell the truth.
我们看到这个女人的信心哈，是一个没有名字没有被记在圣经里面的信心哈。
Her name, even though wasn't recorded in the Bible, she's no one because of her faith.
我们看到这很像那首赞美诗哈，使我一沾恩哈 ，Do not pass me by， 使我一沾恩的那种信心哈。
Much like the hymn that we sing, "Do not pass me by," that kind of faith.
因为呢，整件事情，耶稣出门的目的不是为了他出来的哈。
Jesus had gone out wasn't because of this woman.
耶稣的目的是要去救埃鲁的女儿。
Jesus had gone out at the time, his purpose was to save Jairus' daughter.
对，但是在这个当中呢，却让这个流这个血漏十二年的女人得到医治。
In the meanwhile, Jesus was able to save this woman that was subject to bleeding.
所以把握机会。
Make sure you grab onto the opportunity presented.
好，要学这个女人一样。
We have to be like this woman.
好，除了信心之外，我们知道自己也是一个受苦的人。
Other than faith, we know that we suffer.
看到别人，看到埃鲁的女人，看到别人的问题，想想自己的问题。
And when you see others' problem, you reflect upon this and you realize your own problems.
看到别人的软弱，想到自己在神面前的软弱。
When you see others' weakness, then you realize your weaknesses.
因为我们要求神医治。
Because of this, we will have to ask for God's healing.
因为在神的面前，大家的软弱都是一样的。
Before God, we all have the same kind of weaknesses.
没有大小之分。
There is no difference in them.
好，所以我们要学习什么？我们要真的要学习这个女人这样子，用信心去开启神的荣耀。
We need to be like this woman to be able to see God's glory.With his face.
好，就回到像大卫这样子，能够把约柜带回大卫城，大卫城哈，就是要把神的荣耀带回到以色列家里。
Very much like David, he was able to bring the ark of God back because the glory.
因为在我们的身上呢，要展现出神的荣耀。
We need to be able to exude God's glories.
在我们的家庭里面，要能够发挥出神的荣耀。
In our families, we need to show God's glory.
在我们的教会，也要能够看到神的荣耀在教会里。
And we need to also be able to see God's glory within church.
我们愿一切荣耀归给天上的真神。
May all the glories be unto our true God in heaven.
我们一起唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
264首。
264.